پایگاه فرهنگی اطلاع رسانی راسخون.
One of the other features they added in the 2.0 release of ASP.NET was a suite of specially defined directories. Now, we've already mentioned one of these, the app code directory, which is probably the most common one you'll end up using. And the app code directory is a place to put source code files, which you can will be automatically compiled as part of the request processing sequence. So that's one. There are actually several others, though, that are good to be aware of. And we're going to cover these in more detail in future modules so that we'll look at how to use them effectively there. But I just want you to be aware of the names of these directories so you don't accidentally, you know, put one in yourself that is going to have unwanted behavior. So there's an app browsers directory, and this browsers directory is used for defining additional .browser files that can describe browser capabilities. There are a pair of resource directories that you'll see right here, app global resources and app local resources. And these are used to automatically compile ResX files into your application. Again, we'll take a look at those later. There's a themes directory that's used for referencing themes in your site and defining themes. And there's also a web references directory where you can place WSDL files, WSDL files, and have your client-side proxies for web services automatically generated as part of the request processing. And then finally, I just do like to mention there's a new compiler that ships with version 2 of ASP.NET called ASP.NET Compiler, which lets you compile your entire site into a binary deployment. And we'll be looking at that in much more detail when we get to our deployment discussion. So here's a brief reference of all these directories and what you can place into them. Again, I'll just quickly summarize for you. So the app browsers directory is used for .browser files. That's an XML format for describing browser capabilities. App code is for placing code files. It also supports schema files for strongly typed data sets, as well as WSDL files. You can place those here for generating the web service descriptions. You can also put those in web references. App data is a special directory, a conventional directory. It's not actually treated any differently by ASP.NET, but it's a convention for placing data files like databases or XML. These are the resources files, the themes file, the web references. And the last one I want to mention is the bin directory. And this is the location where you're going to deploy binary assemblies that you want to have accessible to all the pages in your site. And we'll take a look at using the bin directory in just a moment here.